What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warnings are non-con, degradation, and explicit sexual content.
And this month, we made Riley read Golden by S.B. Hazel. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads, Riley?
I gave it 3. It was a good one. I really liked the way it was written and, like, most of the banter. It was not bad. A new kink for me. I've never read this one before.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, I'm into this.
Yeah, no. I don't think this would ever be a kink for myself. Just a new one that I read about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't bad, okay? And towards the end of it, I was like, oh, okay.
Get it, girl.
You know?
I'm excited.
We begin in our female main character's POV, Sammy. She's currently blindfolded, naked on her knees, in a room alone. She works at the Boneyard, and it's basically like a kinky sex club.
Oh. The Boneyard.
Yeah. It's for, like, people that have, like, I don't want to say unusual kinks.
Specific?
Yeah. Kind of, like, more specific kinks.
Oh, it's very salacious players club.
Yeah, yeah. The hired people, like Sammy, are there to pretend they're into the kink and do whatever the paying customer wants. Her job today was to be rescued, a damsel in distress. The room she is in is unusually cold, and she's been waiting about 5 minutes for the customer. She then hears the door creak open and two sets of footsteps strolled in. She's never worked with two clients at a time before, and she's excited. "Look," a deep voice says, and Sammy dips her head low and says, "Please don't hurt me," doing her best to not break character. The second man tells her they aren't there to hurt her. The two men whisper between themselves, and the huskier voice says, "Shall we use her for a little before we go?" And Sammy is thinking to herself, what the fuck? Because she thought the plan was to sweep her off her feet and make her feel good. But before she knows it, a hand is twisting in her hair, yanking her to stand. Sammy yelled at the man to get off as she could feel the other man get closer to her. One of the men licked up her throat before biting down, making her cry out, but, like, not in a good way, you know?
She's not having a great time.
No. Hands move to her breast, pinching her hard nipples. So, like, I guess she's, like, kind of turned on, but, like, not really. Sammy yelled stop, wondering where the fuck the bouncer was. Jensen, their bouncer, monitored every scene. None of what currently was happening was agreed upon, but Jensen was nowhere to be found. One of the men says to put her back on her knees. He has a gift for her. The other man did as he was told and shoved her back to the ground. She yanks her blindfold off, and there in front of her is two of the hottest men she has ever seen.
Oh,
of course.
Per usual. The first man had curly blonde hair and green eyes and was buff as fuck. The second had dark golden skin, his hair black and straight, and he's also buff as fuck. The man with dark hair undressed and lowered himself to the ground next to Sammy. The blonde haired man asked, "Shall I give her the gift?" And the other man nodded. We are now in Hyro's POV. Hyro watched as Xavier undid his belt buckle, revealing his impressive bulge. The sight of Xavier always made Hyro's body tingle, and now adding this girl in made it even more intense. Hyro pulls Sammy onto his lap, with her facing out. His bulge pressed in between her ass cheeks. Xavier frees his cock and strokes it, standing over Sammy and Hyro. Hyro whispers in her ear, "Relax, it's coming." And Sammy is like, "Oh my god, no." And Hyro just keeps thinking to himself, like, damn, she really is a good actress. She was doing exactly what they requested. It had been a long process with lots of back and forth, and this was only the first part. But they knew she wanted it just as much as them. Xavier leans down in front of Sammy and Hyro and tells them they will take what he gives them and they will like it. Life will be a lot harder if they don't. Hyro is really enjoying watching his man play. Sammy yells please and tries to squirm out of Hyro's lap, and I thought this part was kind of funny because Hyro says she's no petite girl and he was strong and he held her with ease, so he's like, she a big girl, but look at me, I'm strong.
It sounds like these men have the wrong room
or the wrong woman.
Yes,
just you wait.
Xavier slams a kiss on Sammy's lips and gives Hyro a little peck, standing over them.
I studied his movements, the way his thigh muscles tensed. Then he released a beautiful golden stream of piss onto our faces. That's what this book is about.
Yeah.
I would be so mad if I was this girl.
Yeah, because she had like no idea this was coming. No clue.
And then you just get pissed on?
On your face.
Yeah, on your face.
No.
She's sitting here thinking, like, this scene is going to be like a damsel in distress. The man's going to whisk her away and fuck her and make her feel good. This is what she's getting.
Pissed on.
Xavier rolls his head back, savoring the moment. Sammy is obviously freaking out and trying to get out of Hyro's grip.
I open my lips to take some of Xavier's piss in, reveling in the illicit taste of him, swirling it around my mouth before spraying it out and letting it run down our bodies.
Oh my god.
He's just gargling this, with it.
Yeah, like mouthwash.
Sammy is completely soaked in piss. Hyro plays with her tits and licks droplets of Xavier's piss off her neck. He wanted to lick every part of her, and Sammy, ew, this whole time is just like inching to get away from them.
More, Xavier asked, stepping closer. I craved his cock in my mouth, needing to taste him and swallow him down. But watching him piss all over our girl, it was a pleasure I'd never felt before. I fucked my dick along the girl's ass cheeks some more, my balls drawing up Xavier's piss aimed right into my open mouth.
Ew! That's like a long stream. He's been peeing for a long time. He's hydrated. Good for him.
I'm not kink shaming at all, but like, I genuinely don't understand how that act is hot. Like, I just am not understanding it. I don't.
I think it's like a degradation thing.
Yes, that is true.
I can
see
it.
Like I said, also, by the end of this book, I was like,
you don't get it, girl.
Maybe. Maybe. Not saying no. Sammy is basically a limp noodle at this point. She's participating, but barely. Hyro then takes her head and holds it up so that Xavier can piss directly into her mouth.
Hold it there. Don't swallow, I demanded, moving a hand down to her throat to steady her with the pool of piss resting on her tongue. She looked horrified, humiliated, tears streaming down her cheeks. She did not sign up for this.
No.
Oh, and a pool of it on her tongue?
Mm-hmm. And he says, hold it there.
No.
You know how hard it is to just hold liquid in your mouth?
I would be gagging. I'd be like, yeah.
Hyro comes from all the excitement, and he finishes Xavier off with a little blowy. Xavier stands up, pulling his pants up, and tells them it looks like they need a wash. Sammy has completely detached herself from the situation. The bouncer never came for her once the scene switched up. She feels like she's no longer safe. The shower in the corner turns on and Hyro scoops her up, placing her in the shower and washes her body and hair. She's thinking to herself in the shower how if this was consensual, she really may have not hated it.
Fair.
Yeah, maybe. They finish showering and Xavier approaches her and whispers in her ear, "This is where you scream again," and something cold and sharp is pressed against her neck. Ice ran through her veins and she lost control of her limbs and everything went dark.
Did he just drug her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sammy wakes up in an unfamiliar room, dressed in a large black shirt. She makes her way over to the door, and of course it's locked. She screams to let her out and races to the window, hoping to see a busy street outside, but it's nothing but a field with trees. She starts thinking of ways to escape. There was no way she was going to be their victim. We are now in Xavier's POV. Xavier tells Hyro that the girl's acting is super good, and Hyro is like, well, yeah, Reacher paid a lot, so she should be. They paid the Boneyard way above norm to take Sammy home with them for 3 days, and of course, she consented to it. It's supposed to be 3 days of debauchery, and then they'd never have to see her again.
Sammy's like, the fuck I did?
Since the whole kidnapping thing, both men have been in a constant state of horny. Xavier palms his dick and Hyro takes notice. They head to the bedroom and have a hot little BJ sesh. Once they're done, Hyro says he better check on their girl. He checks the computers and tells Xavier she's not there. They have like cameras everywhere in their giant house. The house was a mansion. Sammy has been fumbling through the dark hallways for 10 minutes trying to find a way out. She doesn't want to turn on any lights or open any curtains and risk the men finding her. She was able to get out of her room pretty easily because the idiots left the key on the doorframe in her bedroom. So part of her was like, is this their game? Also, how did they kidnap her? She doesn't understand at all, like, how that was even possible. The Boneyard was usually very strict on their employee safety. Something doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Did it ever give, like, a money amount of how much they paid to do this?
No. I wish it did.
Millions, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're literally kidnapping someone.
Yeah.
Consensually, kind of.
She then heard Xavier's voice call from behind her. She didn't even try to run. There was no point. Instead, she reached for something to use as a weapon, a large candlestick. Both men were now on her, and she swung the candlestick, making contact with one of them. Hyro grabs hold of her, twisting her hands behind her back and pushing her against the wall, asking her what the fuck she's doing. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? And Hyro says, wait, stop. He releases her and flicks the light on and steps away. Xavier looked at Hyro, rubbing the bruise forming on his forehead. Xavier asks Hyro, what is it? She's nuts. And Hyro hushes him and asks Sammy if she consented to this. And Sammy says, no, absolutely not. She said they were supposed to rescue her, pull the blindfold off, and take care of her. Not whatever the fuck this is. Hyro is absolutely mortified. Xavier asks why she didn't say anything, and Hyro says she did. Sammy begs for them to let her go, and Xavier says they can't let her go now. Sammy opens her mouth to speak, and Hyro covers it with his palm.
Why can't they let her go?
She knows too much.
Yeah. Now they, like, kidnapped her when she didn't consent to this.
That's the club's fault, though, isn't it?
I think this is still an actual crime.
Yes. But also, they're like, they're big people. They're well-known people.
I see.
Xavier tells Hyro they need to keep her there until they can come up with a plan. Hyro tries pulling Xavier off of Sammy, and a little tussle ensues. Mind you, Xavier has his hand over Sammy's mouth and nose. And he's like holding it there as they are tussling. As Hyro and Xavier are fighting, Sammy is clawing at Xavier's hand to get him off, and she passes out.
Yeah?
He just does a little accidental suffocating.
I hate when I do that.
Dang it. Sammy wakes up in a bathtub with her hands and ankles tied. Xavier sat on the toilet next to the bathtub and tells her they can't let her go. They used the Boneyard for privacy, and now that the contract is void, there's no guarantee of their safety. She tells him she doesn't want to stay, and what about her fucking safety? She tries to pull against her restraints, and Xavier tells her, please, they will do anything she wants, give her anything she wants, but she can't leave. And Xavier begging and saying please kind of has Sammy shocked. She's starting to think this was genuinely an accident. She asks him what Hyro thinks of this, and he tells her Hyro will come around, and Sammy is like, oh, you guys had a fight, huh? And something switches in Xavier, and he moves closer to Sammy and tells her Hyro may not be in full agreement with him right now, but things have improved. He tells her again she can't leave, and they will just keep her. She says, oh, go piss on your boyfriend and leave me alone.
Burn.
I said snaps. Get him. Get him,
girl.
Xavier's eyes darken and he undresses, getting into the bathtub with Sammy. So Sammy is kind of like sandwiched in between his legs. You picturing it?
Mm-hmm.
I will say later in this scene, we kind of lose the picture because I get confused about where they're all at. So just bear with me. He strokes his cock as he tells her he saw her face during their first interaction. He knows she liked it. He sees the want. He kisses her roughly, forcing his tongue in her mouth. Sammy bites down and blood pours from the wound, but Xavier doesn't stop. He forces his thumbs into the corners of her mouth and holds it open as he spits into her mouth. Sammy spat back at him, and Xavier tells her he can smell the lust on her. He bets if he got between those thighs, he'd find her wet and willing. Sammy tells him to just do whatever it is he wants. She's tied up. She can't say no.
He grinned, a wicked one filled with so many dark promises. You're gonna suck and drink, then I'm gonna make you come. If you oblige, if you're a good girl, then I'll put you back in that first room. No more bathtub.
Oh, well.
Okay. Maybe.
Xavier unties her, placing her on her knees, and Sammy decides she's gonna fake it till she makes it. So she takes his dick in her mouth. We are back in Hyro's POV. After Xavier accidentally suffocated Sammy into unconsciousness, they continued their argument. Needing to clear his head, he went for a walk. To his surprise, when he gets back, he finds Sammy on her knees with Xavier's cock buried deep in her mouth. Something about Xavier always made people fall in line. Xavier's eyes met Hyro's and a wicked grin spread out over his face. Hyro made his way through the room, stripping his clothes off. Xavier tells Hyro that Sammy is going to have a little drinky drink. Hyro tells Xavier to sit down, and he does, on the edge of the tub, with Sammy still sucking his dick.
She wants this too, Xavier told me, catching my apprehension. Look at her. I watched him pull her off his cock and shove her face down towards his balls. He spread his legs wider, tilted his hips, and bared his asshole to her, pushing her even lower. Lick, he commanded, and with a whimper, she did. Her little tongue prodded at his pink hole, and his cock twitched where it rested on his stomach. Fuck, I wanted a taste.
His pink hole?
His pink hole.
So he's sitting down, and he lifts his hips to present his asshole.
Hyro then climbs into the tub behind Sammy. He spreads her ass cheeks, taking in the sight of her glistening, fat pussy lips.
No!
No. Sorry. Is that what it says?
Yes. Not the fat pussy lips.
She's juicy.
He runs a finger through her lips before licking clit to asshole. Before it goes any further, though, Hyro needs to hear it for himself that she wants this.
You want this? I whispered. Her chest heaved as she took in my question, and for a moment, I thought she was going to say no. But then the most beautiful word fell from her lips. Yes.
Delusion. Absolute delusion.
A splash of piss against her chest told me Xavier had started pissing, claiming in a deeper growl came from my throat.
They are just pissing left and right. How do they have to go so much?
What? No, he said splash.
They just have like the gallon Stanley on hand at all times.
A big gulp. I just thought that was so funny because it was like, yes, they want this. A splash of piss hit her. Xavier drenches both of them in his piss with his cock just pointing right at them.
With my fist guiding her, I push the girl's mouth over the tip of his cock. Swallow, I commanded. Her cheeks feel like a hamster before she gulps down.
Oh.
Then I took a turn, letting Xavier overflow my lips with his piss, rubbing it against my chest before guzzling him down. Fuck, he loved this. I did too. So decadent. So dirty.
So dirty.
Mmm.
Oh my god.
Hyro and Sammy take turns slopping on his ween before Xavier pulls.
Yep.
Riley.
Slop on that knob, girl.
Slopping on his ween.
Sorry.
This podcast has changed you.
Before Xavier pulls Sammy up so she is straddling his lap, Xavier sinks two fingers into her pussy, and Sammy is loving it. She's having the time of her life.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I knew he fucking worshipped it when we kissed with all of his piss still on my tongue. So I watched for a moment, enjoying the view of the man I loved, lost in pleasure. When he removed his fingers from her pussy to grab her face, I grasped her hips and positioned her over Xavier's cock, kissing the girl's neck. I impaled her on him, shoving her down in one quick motion and grinning at the matching groan from both of them.
Oh. They're getting crazy. They're feral.
Hyro whispers in her ear to go slow as he pinches and massages her breasts. Hyro then grabs a bottle of lube from the shower, coats his finger, and finger pops Xavier's asshole. Then two fingers. Now we're in Xavier's POV. They had to do a little repositioning, and now Hyro is entering Xavier from behind. I added the little repositioning because I don't know where the fuck they are. Hyro is roughly fucking Xavier, and this turns Sammy on even more. Hyro is playing with her clit, and she has an earth-shattering orgasm. Xavier then lays her down on her back in the bathtub, and he gets in face-to-puss position, ass in the air, so Hyro can resume his fucking. Now we know where they're at.
Oh.
Do they have, like, a jacuzzi-sized bathtub?
Yes, it's huge.
Okay. I was going to say, my 60 by 30 would never. Yeah. On my knees, it made it easier for Hyro to enter me again, and his cock pegged my prostate while I licked her pussy. Sucked on the... Sucked on the fat lips and enjoyed another taste of her.
Why do they have to keep talking about how fat her pussy lips are?
Hyro went crazy, slamming into me with everything he had, his hips slapping into mine and making obscene wet noises. Her fat lips.
As Xavier is eating her out, Hyro comes in his ass. Hyro then sucks the cum out of Xavier's asshole and spits it into Xavier's mouth.
Oh my god. He said, does anyone have a straw, matter of fact?
Oh my god.
If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah, suck the cum out of my butt, please.
Charlotte says, I'm uncomfy.
I'm gonna go home.
That's her breaking point.
I just picture like flecks of poo poo or something.
Yes, yes. That's also what I pictured when I read it. They said, oh no.
Oh no.
They all switch positions again. This time Xavier is lying on his back, Sammy is riding his face, and Hyro is sucking Xavier's dick. We are now back in Sammy's POV, and she's kind of having like a mentee bee as she rides this man's face. She's like, wow, holy fuck, how can I be doing this? But also I like kind of really like this. Crazy. Next thing she realizes, she's being softly bathed in the shower. Everyone comes.
Beautiful.
So there was no water in this bathtub. Well, obviously, because if they're laying in it, just piss.
Just piss.
They would turn it on and off. So, like, after okay. piss play, they would turn on the water, and then they would turn it off after.
Okay.
So they're, like, all slippery and slidey.
Some sips of water in between to, like, rejuvenate themselves.
Yeah.
To make more piss.
Yeah.
Okay, but everyone comes. It's a whole thing. This whole sex scene was like 15 pages long. Everyone comes multiple times. Next thing she realizes, she's being softly bathed in the shower. She's then carried to bed by Hyro and drifts off to sleep. When she wakes in the morning, she's snuggled up to Xavier and Hyro. Xavier smiles at her and tells her to let Hyro sleep and that they will hash it all out later. And Sammy is like, hash it out? You guys literally kidnapped me and you just want me to hash it out? Xavier tenses up and says he's aware it's selfish, but they can't let this get out. He offers her $2 million and a house of her choosing if she stays with them willingly for the next 18 months. I would have said done.
What is 18 months going to accomplish?
I don't know, but done. Yeah. $2 million? I'm doing it. And a house?
Yeah.
I would say piss on me every day. I don't care.
But what if they make you suck the cum out of his butthole?
I would do it. For $2 million? For $2 million, I would do it.
In this economy? It's got to be higher.
And a house. They will also buy the house.
Keep the house, add another $5 million.
I'll suck some cum out of an ass. That is money I will never see.
That is so true.
Of course, she's like, what the fuck? She asks him who he is, and Hyro sleepily says, he's a very important man, girly. Let him do this. She tells them she needs more information. Who the hell are they? And she needs to believe them. Hyro asks what she needs, and she tells them she needs time alone to think about it. Time completely away from them. And Xavier reluctantly agrees. It's 12 hours later, and Sammy is back in her dingy apartment. Hyro blindfolded her, led her from the mansion, and drove her home. She's super torn about what to decide, but like, who could pass up $2 million? She sat on her apartment floor for a while, browsing social media when her phone rang. It was Alana at the Boneyard, asking if she'd like to pick up a shift. Sammy tells her to stop and that she won't be coming in. Alana tells her if she misses any more shifts, she's gonna be taken off the roster. Sammy tells her she doesn't have it in her and the last time wasn't good. Little Miss Alana says, oh, yeah, about that. Athena came out of her room and said it was much tamer than she expected and not what they originally agreed on. Sammy says she has to go and hangs up the phone. That was her confirmation right there. It was all a giant fuck up. Athena was the one who agreed to the kidnapping.
Yeah.
Sue, get more than $2 million.
Yeah, at that point, yeah. I would be like, you're going to give me like six.
Yep.
But also, it's not the men's fault either.
No, it's the club's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sammy looks around the room, checking to see if the men placed any cameras. She wanted them to see her face, to know what was coming. Once she thinks she sees the camera, she gives a little smile and dips into her bedroom. The drive from the mansion took less than an hour, and she knew it was surrounded by trees. She frantically scrolled for hours on Google Maps before she found it. A large house surrounded by land, a long driveway, miles of trees. She knew it was them, which I was like,
girl.
Detective.
Yeah.
I'm not that observant at all.
No.
I'd be like, I don't know. I'll just get in the camera and be like, pick me up. Pick me up. We're back in Hyro's POV. It's been 12 hours for them, and it's been agony. Hyro stayed home to clean while Xavier went to work. Hyro keeps checking the camera at Sammy's place to make sure she hasn't left. Hyro wanted her back with them. She fit perfectly with them. Hyro gets a text from Xavier asking if there's been anything, and Hyro tells him no, she's home, but he wants to call her. And Xavier tells him to give it time. He knows she'll come. Hyro decides to get some food from the kitchen as a distraction when his phone dings. It was Sammy, walking out of her apartment, giving the camera a little wave before disappearing. Xavier did not seem concerned at all, but Hyro was freaking the fuck out. Xavier tells Hyro this wouldn't be the first time a wealthy man had paid his way out of a misdemeanor and to calm down. Hyro is going into a spiral, thinking about both of them going to prison, and Xavier walks over to comfort him, pecking his cheeks with gentle kisses. Their kiss deepens, and Xavier tells him he loves him and he won't let anything get in between them. And now we learn a little more about their situation. Their fathers were heads of a massive company and were in a car crash, with both of them dying, so they were in the same car. Hyro and Xavier took on the company and billions of dollars at just 25 years old, and they've been doing this for the past 10 years. Things start to get a little spicy, and Xavier says, let me help you forget, and gets on his knees and starts giving him a blowy. Hyro is close to coming when they hear someone knocking at the front door.
It's Sammy. Oh, she's back.
Xavier swings the door open, and Sammy says, I found you, and asks if she can come in. Both men are shocked as hell. Sammy came to realize that she did in fact enjoy her time with them, mostly. She missed their touch, their taste, their desire. It was a darkness within her she didn't care to fight off anymore. She tells them she has terms, and Xavier says go on. She says she gets half of the $2 million now. She'd like to pay off all her debt. Xavier nodded and went to speak, but Sammy shushes him with a raised finger. She tells them that the sex has to be on her terms in her own engagement, and they need a safe word. She's not there to be a sex toy. She's there to protect their reputation. Xavier asks if she looked them up, and she said yes, but couldn't find anything. And he tells her his family is very powerful. They all disperse for a bit. Hyro shows Sammy to her room, but it's not long before she wanders the halls of her new home. She makes her way to the end of the hall where Xavier and Hyro's bedroom was. The men were laying on their bed looking at their phones when Sammy walked in. Xavier asks if she's all good, and she tells them she's just a little lonely. And both men jump off the bed and crowd her. Xavier asks, you want this? And she nods, which I thought was funny because he just walks over to her and says, you want this? She drops to her knees and tugs Hyro's joggers down, releasing his hard cock. Xavier pulls Hyro into a sloppy kiss, and Sammy thinks this is so fucking sexy. She pulls down Xavier's pants, releasing his cock, and starts taking turns sucking and working the cocks with her hand. Xavier could sense she needed more, so he scoops her up, and the three of them head into the bathroom. So they just always go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Isn't this like a mansion? Can't they go to a bedroom?
I know.
He said, hey girl, I know what you're missing. Piss.
Yeah, you can't be peeing in the bedroom.
Yeah, I can't do that.
They can put like a tarp down.
Ew. I would think.
Imagine the cleanup.
Yeah.
And you just have like a folded tarp in your room.
And just filled with piss.
What about puppy pads?
Oh, for the absorbency.
Yeah, they can hold like 4 cups of water at one time.
4 cups of piss.
There you go. Yeah. They all undress, and Xavier instructs her to get into the shower. So Hyro is standing in the tub, hands on the wall. Xavier is in front of him on his knees, and Sammy is behind Hyro on her knees. You seeing it? You seeing it?
Yeah. I joined him, spreading Hyro's ass cheeks as Xavier took his cock to his throat in one movement. Hyro's legs shuddered. Then I plunged my tongue against his hole, spearing in and out, fucking him with it. Holy fuck. Hyro groaned, his head hanging down between his shoulders as he reveled in the sensation. I was gushing, so wet for them, so happy to be exploring like this. I shoved my tongue as far as possible inside him, his groans making my body ache with pleasure.
She's a new girl.
She is.
Xavier snakes a hand between Hyro's legs and plays with Sammy's nipples. Hyro is on the edge of coming, and Xavier says, not yet, making him fall to his knees. The three of them have like a feral makeout sesh when Xavier murmurs something in Hyro's ear, and then both men look at Sammy with a dark look in their eyes. It's pee-pee time.
Ugh. Ew.
No.
Not pee-pee time.
Hyro and Sammy are both on their knees, Hyro behind Sammy. He licks her pussy as she grinds into his face. She locks eyes with Xavier, mouth open, tongue out, and says, give it to me. Hyro sits up on his knees, pulls her back so that she is resting on his thighs, and he slides his cock into her. Can you picture it?
Unfortunately.
Okay. Her eyes roll back, and Xavier chooses this moment to release.
As the spray from my cock splashed over them, Sammy twisted and kissed at Hyro. He continued fucking up into her as I marked them, my piss running into their mouths, sharing it between them. Fuck. I stepped closer as they turned, Hyro leaning over Sammy to take my cock in his mouth, filling his cheeks and swallowing down greedily. Sammy lapped at the shaft while he sucked at the tip, taking mouthfuls of piss, spraying it all over her, over me.
He's just spitting piss on them.
Ew. Is she ever gonna piss on them?
That's not the name of the game, Shelby.
Xavier's the only one that pisses.
He really has to go to the doctor and get that checked out.
Yeah, he's got some polyuria going on.
He's got, like, so much piss.
Yeah, like, is he a diabetic?
Doesn't say. They do a quick little rinse and change scenes. They head to the bedroom. Hyro laid on his back on the bed, and Sammy straddles him in reverse cowgirl. Xavier's kissing down Sammy's body. He even gives her a little belly button, a little swirl with his tongue.
Okay. Good.
Which I thought was...
Oh, are you guys like anti-belly button?
A little, yes.
Is there piss in the belly button?
Probably.
I mean, maybe, yeah. Like, he poked his tongue into her belly button. He went...
It's not my favorite thing.
It's the least alarming thing that's happened in this book so far.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That is so true.
I don't know why, but that stuck out to me, okay?
That's Riley's line.
The pee became normal. And then he sucks on her clit as she fucks Hyro. He sucks on Hyro's balls and grinds into the bed needing more. So he's like doing that while Hyro and Sammy are fucking.
I sucked her clit harder and pushed a finger into Hyro's ass, setting them both off like rockets. As Hyro came, his cum slid from Sammy, the creamy fluid running down his cock as she moved up and down. Mine, Hyro swore and shuddered when I licked it up. And when Sammy fell off of him in a tumble to his side, I continued licking, wanting every taste of their fucking I could get. I shoved my tongue into Hyro's slit as his cock softened and he twitched.
What? Like his pee hole?
Yes.
Wow.
Hiro and Sammy then switch to 69. Sammy grinding her pussy into his face and sucking his cock. Xavier lubes up his fingers and pushes into Hiro's asshole. Hiro says, fuck it, just do it. And Xavier doesn't need to be told twice. He lubes up his dick and slides in. Sammy comes first with Hiro close behind. Hiro comes all over Sammy's face and licks it all off. Xavier has an explosive orgasm as well. He takes a look at Sammy and Hiro cuddled in bed. They were marked. They were his. The end. And I will say, the epilogue, I didn't do notes on the epilogue, but in the epilogue, the three of them get married.
Wow.
Why?
I don't know. Because they all fall in love. The 18 months were up. And at the end of the 18 months, they all decided they loved each other too much and they did not want to be apart from each other.
It's like 365 with pee-pee. Yeah.
Well, that's the end. What'd you guys think?
Silence. We're all speechless.
I'm just shocked.
I've never been introduced to something like this, and it was a shock to my senses.
Now I'm on the hunt for a scat read for Riley.
No!
All right, well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom, and we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye!
All right, well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom, and we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye!
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.